A couple weeks ago, a question establishing an expanded police service area in Haines seemed headed to the October ballot. But now the Haines Assembly may decide to hit the brakes. Leaders say they don't want to rush major changes to police boundaries. Haines is still struggling to find a path forward following the closure of the local Alaska State Trooper post. Previously, the trooper patrolled and handled emergencies outside of the town site. Now there is only a wildlife trooper who is in Haines sporadically. The local police have felt obligated to respond to emergency calls outside their usual jurisdiction.
I'm also personally very perplexed that a simple issue, emergency police coverage outside the town site if wanted, morphed into such a complex discussion.
That's Cindy Jones with the Haines Volunteer Fire Department. She was skeptical about a proposed new community safety service area. It would take care of police protection outside the town site, but it would also incorporate ambulance service and some dispatch. Jones and Fire Chief Brian Clay were alarmed that the current medical service model, which they say works fine, might be absorbed by the new community safety area.
Our recommendation is that you step back to carefully consider what you are proposing and not approve the ordinance and place it on the October ballot. This is not an emergency.
Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel also said the Assembly might want to slow this process down.
This issue is the first attempt since consolidation to bring divergent philosophies into a political unit, and it will require a lot of work and it will require leadership. I recommend that the Assembly do all that it can to advance the discussion and education to ensure that whenever voters go to the polls, that they are informed voters.
One topic of debate is funding. Schnabel and Police Chief Heath Scott have said a ballot question might have a better chance of passing if it doesn't involve property tax increases. But Jones pointed out that townsite residents pay for police in their property taxes. She said the same should hold true if police service is expanded area-wide. A service area funded partially by sales tax might also have an uphill battle on the Assembly. Two members, Tom Morfitt and Sean Mady, voted against a code change that would allow Haines service areas to be funded by non-property tax sources. Schnabel said the Assembly should schedule a committee meeting to spend more time on the police service area question. The Assembly agreed and set a meeting for Monday, July 31st. After that discussion, it might be more evident whether a police ballot question will make it to voters this fall. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.